Mr. President.
Professor Reggie Accord.
It is my privilege to present Professor Kwame Dawes as a candidate for the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. The world will flame out like shining from shook foil, wrote the Victorian poet Gerard Manley Hopkins. Faced with this prospect, what might we do? What may one do when his home confronts the surety of fire or flood? His town suffers the encroachment of disease. His world seems steadily consumed by fear and doubt, like the ooze of oil. We make spaces, writes Dr. Dawes, in the old scores to build our homes, temples, and dreams. Dr. Dawes is a poet who knows that within his home there is another to be built, within his town another town, in his world another world. Dr. Dawes was born in Ghana but spent most of his childhood in Jamaica. He attended Jamaica College and the University of the West Indies at Mona. He studied and taught at the University of New Brunswick, where he earned his PhD. He is currently professor of English and director of the Poetry Initiative at the University of South Carolina, where he has taught since 1992 and served for several years as director of the MFA program in creative writing. His career is distinguished by the remarkable breadth and depth of his artistic life. A literary critic, actor, musician, and prolific playwright, his play One Love, an adaptation of Roger Myers's novel Brotherman, was commissioned by Talawa, one of Britain's leading black theater companies, and premiered at the Lyric Theater in London in 2001. Among his most notable pieces of nonfiction is his 2007 book, Bob Marley, Lyrical Genius, a personal and critical appraisal of the craft of one of the 20th century's most influential musicians. In addition to his memoir, A Far Cry from Plymouth Rock, a collection of stories and two novels, Dr. Dawes has authored 15 highly acclaimed volumes of poetry. Among them is his collection, Midland, which draws deeply on personal travels and experiences in Africa, the Caribbean, Britain, and the American South, and won the Hollis Summers Poetry Prize from Ohio University Press in 2000. Having absorbed the idiom and rhythms of reggae, Dr. Dawes' voice rouses us to dance as he writes, to bop to the offbeat, together and unburdened by the world's injuries. It also provokes our sober understanding of the injured, derived from his love of landscape, the holiness of the everyday, conversations with the living and the dead, the inheritance of literary and cultural traditions of loss and survival. Dr. Dawes' poetry strives to plant fresh language and music in the burnt-out furrows of colonialism and terror. In this way, his voice gathers many others. In 2009, Dr. Dawes won an Emmy Award in the category of New Approaches to News and Documentary Programming for his project, Hope, Living and Loving with HIV in Jamaica. Interspersed with poetry, photographs, music, and interviews, the website is a staggering culmination and constitutes, as Dr. Dawes says, a lament, anthem, and alarm. Through his poetry, together with the images of photographer Josh Kogan, we may come to divine the disease by those who live with it. We come to know Lascelles Graham, Rosemarie Stone, Anisha Taylor, John Mazuka, and others' remarkable stories of pain and the indefatigable will to live and sing. In the truest spirit of liberal learning and the essential practice of empathy, Dr. Dawes' teaching, scholarship, and art pierce what Polish poet Czesław Miłosz called conspiracies of silence. In light of this achievement, Mr. President, it is an honor and distinct privilege to present for the degree of Doctor of Humane Letters, Kwame Dawes.
Mr. President, Professor Spitali, I have the honor to present to you Dr. Jim Owens as a candidate for the honorary degree of Doctor of Laws. Jim Owens has distinguished himself both in his personal and professional life with dedication and service to family, society, government, education, and of course to the men and women of Caterpillar. He is the Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of Caterpillar, the world's largest manufacturer of construction equipment, diesel and natural gas engines, and industrial gas turbines. Born in North Carolina, he attended North Carolina State University, where he received a BS and an MS in textile technology and a PhD in economics. Jim joined Caterpillar in 1972 as a corporate economist, becoming the chief economist of Caterpillar overseas in Geneva, Switzerland in 1975. From 1980 to 1987, he held managerial positions in Peoria in the accounting and product source planning departments. In 1987, he was promoted to managing director of PT Natra, a Caterpillar joint venture in Indonesia. He held that position until 1990. He was elected to corporate vice president in 1990 and became president of Solar Turbines, a Caterpillar subsidiary in San Diego. In 1993, he became the chief financial officer of Caterpillar. Named a group president in 1995, Jim became a member of Caterpillar's executive office. During the next 9 years at various times, he was responsible for 13 of the company's 25 divisions. He became vice chairman of Caterpillar's board of directors in December of 2003. And was named chairman of the board of directors and chief executive officer in February of 2004. Jim has guided a globalized team CAT through evolutionary and challenging times to the pinnacle where it stands today. In addition to his other professional accomplishments, Jim is a director of the Institute for International Economics in Washington, D.C. a director of the Council on Foreign Relations in New York, a member of the prestigious Business Roundtable, and he's chairman of the Business Council. He's a member of President Obama's Economic Recovery Advisory Board, a member of the President's Advisory Committee for Trade Policy and Negotiations, and a member of the Global Advisory Council to the Conference Board in New York. Jim is also a member of the board of directors of Alcoa and IBM. As a member of the board of trustees of North Carolina State University, which is his alma mater, Jim Owens serves on the audit, finance, and planning committee, and the buildings and property committee. He's a recipient of NC State's prestigious Watauga Medal. He was named the College of Management's Alumnus of the Year in 1999 and Person of the Year in 2009. He absolutely loves the Wolfpack. Here in Illinois, Jim Owens is a member of the Civic Federation Board in Peoria and a member of the Community Advisory Board of St. Francis Medical Center in Peoria. He was instrumental in enabling the construction of the new Children's Hospital of Illinois, part of the OSF St. Francis Medical Center Foundation in Peoria. Jim Owens' leadership in business and industry and his commitment to individual and corporate civic responsibility are consistent with the commitment of Knox College to help educate students to succeed and through their success to improve the lives of others. Mr. President, it is indeed an honor and a great personal privilege to present for the degree of Doctor of Laws, Jim Owens. Reynolds, by the authority of the General Assembly of the State of Illinois, vested in the Board of Trustees of Knox College and by them delegated to me, I hereby confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctor of Laws, with all the privileges, honors, and dignities that here and elsewhere pertain. Congratulations.
Mr. President.
Professor Sabatini.
It is my honor to present to you, the trustees, and the graduating class of 2010, Tina Chen, for the degree of Doctor of Laws. Tina Chen holds the position of Director of the White House Office of Public Engagement, which is often described as the open front door to the White House. As director, she coordinates direct dialogue between President Obama's administration and the various citizens and groups who aim to have their voices heard. In increasing dialogue, her office encourages people with differing viewpoints to engage with government, helping to shape public policies, as well as to increase public awareness of the logic of government decisions. Ms. Chen also serves as Executive Director of the White House Council on Women and Girls. The Council coordinates the work of federal agencies in ensuring that issues facing women and girls are handled efficiently and effectively. In her capacity as Executive Director, Ms. Chen has advocated for issues of women's health, including access to reproductive health, maternity care, and screenings for breast cancer. Her appointment as Executive Director of the Council on Women and Girls is a continuation of a lifelong dedication to issues that affect women, children, and families. After graduating from Harvard University, Ms. Chen worked with the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services. While in Springfield, she became active in the Springfield chapter of the National Organization for Women, working toward the ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment. She later worked with the National Organization for Women to rewrite the Illinois rape statute to include crimes of sexual assault and other abuse. After graduating from Northwestern University School of Law, she spent 25 years working with the law firm of Skadden, Arps, Slate, Meagher, and Flom, the last 13 as partner of litigation. In addition to her corporate clients, Ms. Chen represented public agencies such as the Illinois Department of Public Aid, the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services, and the Chicago Housing Authority. She has received numerous awards, including Chicago Lawyer Person of the Year in 1994. Mr. President, Tina Chen has shown a lifelong commitment to equality, justice, and service to community. Commitments we hope as educators that we inspire in our own students. It is my honor and privilege to present Tina Chen for the degree of Doctor of Laws.
Ms. Chen, by authority delegated to me, I hereby confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctor of Laws with all the privileges, honors, and dignities that here and elsewhere pertain. Congratulations.